Just like a rocket taking up, you got me high, I'm flying in a dream. Got me feeling like a one, and after everything you've done, just let me take this little moment to say you're so
thanks for tuning in. This is WWW, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. How you doing, DJ Jazzy Jackiel?
I'm doing well. It's a nice Thursday night here.
I'd just like to shout out to that really smooth transition we just had.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was all about. We had a little bit of some dead air there, but it's okay. We got back into it. What was the song? Special, I assume it's called?
Yeah,
something gave me that impression. But.
Funny how you picked up on that. Yeah, it's by a band called 660. It just showed up on my Discover Weekly.
I've never heard of them.
I was listening to it, yeah.
What will they be listening to tonight? Because our returning fans will know that every week, WWW, the acronym, it changes.
That's
it changes
correct.
Every week. So this week, what does it mean, DJ Natasha?
Who?
Tosh.0.
What? Where?
What are all those? Those are all good plot points.
Those are
good stories.
We should make up stories. That
yeah.
would be good. If you have any ideas, if you can answer the who, what, and where of a good story, please call in and tell it to us.
That's right, because tonight is story night, and we're going to be playing music that tells good stories. So if anyone wants to call in and tell a story of their own or request a song that tells a story that they enjoy, please do.
Yeah, I am a little unprepared for this show.
What's our first song going to be?
We've got Carol.
Carol? Carol by Al Stewart. It's a good choice. It's a good story.
All right, let's take a listen.
Sometimes it seems unimaginable that you were ever any other way. With your white rose face and your open clothes,
embroidered jeans and silver chains. You're a well-known face in all the hangout places where the lost souls congregate. You sit all night, but you talk too fast. I don't know what you're trying to say. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket for all your yesterdays. I know your daddy said he'd talk to you, but he never really found the time. And your TV mother with the cocktail eyes could never really reach your mind. So you fixed your star to a passing dream and took a cocaine holiday. Now the years flow around you in a muddy stream. You need another place to stay. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket for all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars. I know you're there. I know you'll understand me. You can take me anywhere. I know you must be well, sometimes it seems impossible that the game could get that rough. But the stage is set, the exit's barred, and the makeup won't come off. So you make your bow to the balcony, you light another cigarette. And the lights grow dim as the music starts, and it's easy to forget. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars. I know you're there. I know you'll understand me. You can take me anywhere. I know you must be
focus.
We've just had a riveting conversation about the NBA and broken bones. I guess those are all some good stories.
Good stories.
Sad stories, albeit. I have a story I could tell. I can answer the who, what, and the where of this.
Can you answer the why?
Jeez, that's... Well, I mean, I think you'd be able to answer the why for me once I told you the story.
Okay.
This is a pretty short story. It's something that just happened to me, I'd say, like, half an hour ago. I was... Okay, the who. The who was... me and my friend Hannah. The what is that I was lying on her bed looking at my phone. The where, I guess, is her bed. Her house, it's not weird, I'm sorry. That's just the fact that I was on the bed. It's crucial to the story. So I was trying to look up something on my phone. I think it was like the definition of some word, I don't know. and then I dropped my phone on my face, and that's why my lip is, like, bloody right here. I don't know if you can
tell.
Oh,
it is.
So that's my story.
You dropped your phone on your face hard enough to draw
blood. To,
like,
make my lip bleed. And that's the broken bones reminded me of this very personal story. So you can answer the why of why did that happen. I'd say it's because I'm a fool.
Gravity.
Gravity. Sure. I suppose that would be the better answer. So, yeah, just a little upset with myself. Stories of L's you have taken recently?
I keep walking into the edge of my bed. That's not really a fall, but...
What's the who, the what, and the where of that?
The who is me. The what, the corner of my bed. What's the where?
The where?
The bed. We have a lot of bed stories.
Well, now you know what's important to us here at WWW. How about you, Jack? Hurt anything recently?
Hurt anything?
Besides your heart.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, nothing comes to mind immediately.
Oh, but alas.
I'll give it some thought.
All right. Well, up next, we've got a song that good old Anna Kim Skywalker suggested.
It's the ultimate story song.
So, well, let me know if you guys know what it is.
Yep, tell us.
I was tired of my lady. Together too long, like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada,
escape. sack. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Out.
It's us again. Welcome back. I just wanted to say hi. I don't know.
I think we never addressed the fact that we started the show with two hosts and now we have three.
How'd that happen?
So are you a host on this show? Are you a DJ?
Am I allowed to confirm that?
I don't, are you? I don't think you are.
She says it and just the WFO staff comes in.
Buzz down the door and like, you're not a host. You can't be.
Like unofficially, I suppose.
I'm like,
but in my heart it's official.
If this were like mid-90s sitcom, I'm just like the recurring guest star.
Wait, oh my gosh, speaking of mid-90s sitcom,
hold on.
Sorry, not this was not mid-90s. I don't know, when was that 70s show filmed? I don't know.
2000?
Something like that.
No, that's like,
is that like mid-90s?
Anything before 2000s was basically in the mid-90s.
Basically. But I was cleaning my room today because we have Prosby's staying over, and shout out to you guys if you're listening right now. They had a show to go to. Yeah, anyways, so we were cleaning, like, Aaron and I were cleaning, and I was watching that 70s show, and then suddenly it was, like, Ashton Kutcher, and he was in, like, kid jail or something, and then there were two little kids with him, and I was like, wait, they look so familiar. Who are these kids? And it was Zach and Cody.
They were on that 70s show?
When they were, like, 5 years old, or I guess Cole and Dylan Sprouse. They were, like, 5 years old, and on that 70s show, and it made me so happy. I didn't know they were acting, like, that long ago. Isn't that whack?
That's whack.
Yeah. They've had quite a life.
Thanks for confirming. Yeah. Jack, you don't look pleased with that story.
I'm very pleased with that story. Anything about The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody leaves me pleased.
That was such an important part of my childhood. I thought I should.
Moving on.
Okay. Anyways, yo quiero oír un song.
Sí, vamos a oír a una canción de por... ¿Quién es Juan Pablo Vega?
Hace una hora. Okay. Vámonos.
Vamos.
casi una hora que te extraño y medito en todo aquello que juntos nos juramos. Hace unos minutos que he cansado, me duelen los instantes en que no tomé tu mano. Y es tan poco el tiempo que ha pasado y me asombro del vacío que muy dentro me has dejado. Busco en la rabia que ahora siento si algo queda de tu amor. Y no está.
comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like, say that half of us are periodically iron deficient. So somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what? Are you gonna get this thing? It's milk. He says as soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Comedy. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Just wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the best. They worship themselves, yet they're totally obsessed with risen zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits. And they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts, written by a woman hating epileptic. Their languages just serve to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods, so they can go on being godless animals. A prison of beliefs
that they never ever have to leave. Oh, comedy. Oh, it's like something that a madman would conceive. The only thing that seems to make them feel alive is the struggle to survive. But the only thing that they request, something to numb the pain with, until there's nothing human left, just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got.
Oh, so I have a prospy today, and I was in the dining hall, and Jack saw me and went, and my prospy, you saw that she looked at you, and later she was like, oh my god, like, I love that this is a school where people do things like that.
Oh, you no. Just, like, be weird. You got a quirky one.
I got a quirky one, and I was like, yep, that's, yeah, but also that's been happening since, like, high school, so.
We don't have to tell them that.
How does it feel to be the face of Tufts?
Yeah, I'm the head of quirkiness at Tufts now. I don't want that to be my thing.
DJ head of quirkiness.
Yeah. DJ Quirk. DJ Drive By, how's it going? It's been a minute since you've driven by.
It's been all right, DJ Celestial Virgin.
Is this just a little hit and run, or are you going to stay? Just to drive by?
Are you gonna You're going to get that song stuck in my head by train.
What?
Oh, this is not a drive. What are you guys going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Mario! That's awesome. I didn't do that right.
Do you have red overalls?
Red overalls? He wears blue overalls with a red shirt under it. I think.
Yeah, that's what she meant, I think. Yeah.
Like, no, I was just wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, to be fair, I think, like, Dr. Mario wears red overalls, so.
Who's Dr. Mario?
And that You've goes never seen beyond Dr. Mario?
What?
Okay.
Is that, like, a movie? No,
is it one of those, like, characters you unlock?
Okay, there's so many different Marios. When we get back to a music, I'll show you different Marios.
Well, I know there's Baby Mario.
It's Baby Mario. I don't know Baby Mario.
Have you never played Mario Kart?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. The Mini Mario.
I know Baby Mario.
Well, there's a lot more.
Okay.
Man.
Well, no, I don't have overalls, so I'm going shopping tomorrow. Okay. Like, I got the Mario hat, and then, yeah, that's all I have right now. We'll see. I don't know. What are you going to be? Oh, sorry. I got to say, I really wanted to be a loofah, and I found a costume. I found a costume, and it was, like,
$60.
And I thought it would be ridiculous to pay $60 for a loofah for one night of happiness.
Someone makes a loofah costume, though, that's out in the world?
Like, what would that opportunity cost be? I don't know.
It depends on what the subsidies
what's
for cattle farming in Switzerland is.
Do you think it's, like, a functional loofah? Because then it's probably worth it. Like, you can just clean things
Could
up
someone,
with yourself.
Oh, my God. Take like, you in the shower and wash things. Themselves with you.
So what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be the person in the shower.
There is a costume that's just like a shower.
What?
Like, shower, like, you can wear it and it's like a
and
shower,
you're just the shower
head comes out of, like, your back.
I kind
of
like that. Maybe I'll be the shower.
You can be the shower to my loofah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. What are you going to be, though?
Couples costume idea.
I want to be a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, good.
I'm hoping to get people to be Ninja Turtles with me so we can which be the one? Full set. I want to be the red one, Raphael. Okay. He's kind of the badass.
I'd be Leonardo. Okay. Or Michelangelo. Oh, Michelangelo. Probably. Is he the orange one?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. What are you going to be, Jess? Jazzy Jackal?
I think you were gone for this conversation, but we were talking about being, like, well, you would be Mario, but everyone else would be Luigi. So that there would be, like,
is
about
that what's happening?
10 Luigis. So is near that- the end of the night, when, like, people are kind of leaving and everyone's kind of in a bit of a haze and they look around, there's just, like, Luigi everywhere.
Is that actually what's happening?
Well,
because please, I know Sahar got a Luigi hat.
Yeah.
Please do that.
I think Nitty has a, well, I wish other you, people have Luigi hats, yeah.
I wish you hadn't told me that. I would have been so shocked.
Can you imagine she just walked in a room and there were 10 Luigis? Yeah.
I really wish you hadn't told me that.
That would be the goal. That would be the goal.
I really hope that happens. Are you going to be Luigi?
We'll see. It's not confirmed.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That would make my life. Wow. Okay.
That would be something.
I have a lot to look forward to this Halloween weekend.
Indian?
Oh my gosh. You say Indian?
Indeed.
Just pointing things out.
Indian. Danish. Dutch. Danish.
Yes, I am Danish.
Apparently I can't tell those countries apart.
It's okay. We're all just up there in Europe somewhere.
I apologize.
Okay.
Somewhere up there.
Yeah, somewhere.
Oh, cool. My laptop's doing the thing where it turns off and I just can't play music, so let's talk for another 20 seconds while it turns back on. Oh, do you cover the camera on your laptop? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't. Do you think the government is watching me through it?
Like, I don't know. And I don't know if I would care. Which I think
I don't really do much. Like, it'll just be me staring at it.
That's the thing.
For hours, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you cover yours?
I used to, but I kind of, like, it just fell off one day and I never bothered to fix it.
Okay.
Is this a thing people do?
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg does it.
Yeah, I've got mine.
It's just like a picture of him covering it, and I'm like, oh, like if he does it, like he knows something.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg knows what's going on.
Like he clearly,
in the computer.
Like, I trust the man. Have you seen Black Mirror? Like
some of them.
Okay, have you seen the episode where like do you watch Black Mirror?
I watched the first one.
Oh, okay, oh, that one was disturbing. There's like an episode where they steal people's video cameras, and it scared me.
Oh, the one where it's like in your eye.
No. It's like about computers.
Creepy.
And like the people were doing disturbing things, but still, even if you're like not a weird freak, like I don't know, dude, it's creepy.
DJ Drive-By.
DJ Drive-By.
Okay, so we have a really exciting song. I hope you guys all jam along to this at home. We will be jamming to this in the studio. Please enjoy.
to you of a carpenter, a Muslim man. He was forced to join an army. He chose to leave his land. He was born in Northern Africa, with the deserts all around. He loved his innocent childhood in the bosom of a desert town. Muhammad left Algeria, his family and his friends, knowing he would never see his loved ones ever again. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. Muhammad went to Amsterdam, to Paris and to Rome. Nowhere in these cities did Muhammad feel at home. He'd walk the streets into the night, throwing out wood to fight, making wooden boxes occupied his mind. Little wooden boxes in a line on Muhammad's stand, bringing food and shelter to a Muslim man. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. One summer's day in Paris, he heard a haunting sound of a lonesome Irish fiddle. He let his tools fall down. Looking up, he could not see the man whose music filled this place. But he knew his heart was breaking, and the tears rolled down his face. Muhammad walked until he saw the man with a fiddle to his chin. He stood and let the music glow underneath his skin. He felt longing for Algeria and loving for this song. How the music of a stranger helps a dreamer move along. And the carpenter and the fiddler became the best of friends. And Muhammad lives in Galway, where the music never ends. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. By the Tlada in the evening, you might see this southern man selling boxes, toys and fiddles made with Muslim hands. Don't you feel no pity, nor think he is alone, for the music in his spirit is his shelter and his home. Muhammad's fire ignited with the ancient jigs and reels. He sometimes chants in Arabic across the Galway fields. His prayers blow to Mohar, out to the Atlantic Sea, and echo to Algeria, to the land he had to flee. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. There's a woman in Algeria, she looks across the sand, hears a loved one's prayer from a distant land.
quick reminder, this is DJ Drive-By, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Cool, thanks for reading that. We're just here to say bye. Hope you enjoyed these songs of stories.
Stories of songs.
There you go. No. Anything you want to add?
I think it was a good show. I don't
know. All right, what's up next? What's our final song?
Well, we just listened to No Matter Where You Go, There You Are by Luca Bloom. And next we're going to listen to a song by Simon and Garfunkel. This will be The Boxer.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. Seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-lie, wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. La 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 la.